Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Philosopher's Stone podcast live coverage of the U.S. election as it unfolds before us. I don't think we're going to be on here all night, so probably won't get any real information about it until later. But I'm looking at the map right now. A lot of numbers flying around out there. Sam, what's your, how are you feeling about this? What's the vibe?
Oh man, I don't know. I'm nervous, of course, but you've always got to remember that even if the side that wins, isn't the one you hope for, it's not the end of the world. It's, just the end of, or just the beginning of a new world that you're going to.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta realize how the other side is painting the one side out. Both sides are painting each other in the worst possible light as they can. So we have to try and hope that neither side is as bad as the other one claims. I don't know. I think either it doesn't matter which side wins. I don't think it's one of these. I don't think it's the end of democracy, and I don't think it's going to be the end of the world either way. I just think it's going to be, it's going to make a lot of people angry either way. There seems to be a very pronounced cultural divide down there that, I don't know if there's an out, like how it ends. Even if one side gets its way, the other side will remain angry. So it's like, what do we do here?
Well, I'm really as much as I hate to say it, I really am tired of the whole one that's one side and they say this thing and the other side they say that thing. This for me is not really like a one side versus one side thing. This is very clearly like a normal democratic political party against one that tried to have a violent coup in the last election. So for me, it's like pretty clear which side should not win.
To me, it is very
good outcome for humanity.
I hear the arguments on both sides, and one is like the one side, the Trump MAGA side, has done so many more egregious offenses that it's really like you can bring up some of the shortcomings or the failures of the other side, and it's like even their worst examples of what they've done don't hold a candle to like the bottom 10% of the worst thing the other side has done. So to me, it's obvious that one side is like not a good pick, but you gotta be, it's just confusing because it does seem to be quite a 50-50 almost split.
It's really crazy. Like his whole thing is that the election was stolen from him. Uh-huh. And Fox News paid over $700 million to stop Tucker Carlson from having to go and testify to all of the internal emails that got released from Fox as part of the discovery process.
Yeah.
It showed that all the anchors knew it was bullshit behind the scenes. And, so instead, they fired Tucker Carlson and they paid over $700 million to the voting machine company.
Brutal.
Yeah. It's all just bullshit. But
all I know is that if the MAGA cult wins, it's another 4 years of basically chaos. They say he's better for the economy, but I don't know if
He said he wanted to put. Well, this is how he talks, right? He said, I want to put 25%, 50%, 100% tariffs on Mexico. Which
on
is
Mexico.
Just dumb. It's just dumb. His whole plan with tariffs is dumb. It doesn't work. It's basic economics. If you put a tariff on Mexico for electronics or whatever the millions of the U.S.'s biggest trading partner.
Yeah.
If you put huge tariffs on them, it doesn't mean people are automatically going to buy everything else locally made instead.
Yeah.
They either pay more for the Mexican products or they will buy the cheap products from countries that step in to replace Mexico.
And also you still have to buy, you can't make every single part of a product we don't have the factories. By we, I mean the U.S. does not have the factories, or I don't even know if they have all the raw material they need to make everything in-house, so to speak.
Wow. I mean, like, the way the global supply chains work, you don't, almost nothing is made entirely in one country.
Yeah. So, I mean, it seems to be a little bit of a, well, you know how he is. He likes to make big claims to seem like he knows what he's doing. But I would, oh, part of me almost wants to see if he wins, like, how much of what he promised he can actually pull off. Even just the deportation of 11 million people, potentially, like, that is going to be, that would be a very dark situation to see unfold in reality. To force that many people away or out of the country at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, I mean, that's insane. I don't see how they could possibly pull it off, given the quality of people he's hiring.
Yeah. Likely.
Because they've said, like, Don John Jr. and company have said that the way that they're hiring now to make sure that he can really get, they can get the real agenda done, is the number one thing they're hiring on is loyalty.
Yeah, that's not scary at all.
Yeah. Because of his top advisors,
yeah,
the ones who weren't indicted, like, literally the ones who weren't indicted have all on, are on record just saying he is like a child, of like a, the worst, like a narcissist. Like, everyone who didn't get indicted is like saying this guy is terrible. Don't vote for him.
Yeah, I think that if he loses, there's going to be a lot more stuff that comes out about him that people are either just going to outright not believe, or they will be like, holy shit, I voted for a legitimate pedophile. That's what I think is going to happen eventually. You're telling me the grab me by the pussy guy who was best friends with the king of Pedophile Island is not also a pedophile? Like, that's definitely going to come out at some point. Well, you'll just have people that are don't believe it.
But where are all the tapes? Where are all the Epstein's tapes and pictures and stuff that know he has hidden cameras all over the place?
Like, I mean, from where I'm standing, at best, he is a con man that is also a compulsive liar. And at worst, he's a traitorous pedophile. That's basically the...
Epstein?
No, Trump.
Oh, oh my god,
like, those to me are like, that's the range I'm seeing. So it is, it's the more interesting thing is how many people are upset, like, are like, he's the greatest thing ever. It's very shocking to me. Maybe just because I'm consuming leftist media more than right, more than on the right, but like,
oh, like how people think he's so great.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
like, I don't believe that 50% of the country are, you know,
no, I
basically
think,
pieces of shit.
I mean, we're gonna find out about this, but there's reasons. His main, like, the Trumpers, like the MAGA crowd, I think that number is like a solid 36%.
Yeah,
of the
which
country
is crazy,
is like that. Yeah, maybe less than that now. Maybe it's more. I don't know, but whatever. It's like a surprisingly large number. Yeah, and then the rest of them are just there because he's Republican.
Right. You're just like anything but a Democrat.
Yeah. And so the thing is, like, he's so divisive though. And then plus the abortion stuff, like repealing Roe v. Wade.
Oh yeah. That's
going to drive a lot of women who might've otherwise gone Republican to Democrats. That's at least like the thinking. Is
how many states have a no exceptions law right now?
Well, that's one of them. Iowa has a 6-week ban.
Cause
6 weeks ban.
If there's
abortion,
no,
like, flat out.
If there's no exceptions for like rape, incest, you know, miscarriage, complications, like that's just, you can't just be like, I'm just going to leave it up to the states, let the states decide. It's like, man, imagine living in one of those states and then you're a woman and then they decide to have a blanket ban on abortion. Like, that's, now you have to move away from your home to feel protected. That's, yeah. I mean, that's enough to drive a lot of people out to the polls that would not have, from the information I'm getting, which is probably biased, but it's saying that women are making the difference right now.
Man, not only did they want to, I think this was JD Vance wanted this. Not only did they want it to be illegal to get like an abortion in like a particular state, he wanted to have a federal task force to patrol for interstate abortion seekers as well.
Which is, that is definitely Handmaid Tale level stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Brutal. And also, didn't he want to have it so that, like, if you don't have kids, your vote doesn't mean as much or something?
Probably something like that.
He said something like that. Like, if you're childless, you shouldn't be able to vote, or your vote somehow holds less weight.
That's crazy, man. I don't understand it.
Well, that's, like I said, I know lots of people who like Trump, and they're not all, like, I would say not a single one of them is an asshole. So I don't really get it.
I think a lot of people aren't exposed to, like, more of, like, what he did. Like, they aren't aware of the classified documents case. They're not aware of the DC case, the insurrection case. Like, they're just not aware of how much he did behind the scenes to try to unlawfully stay in power.
I guess it's just a matter of being uninformed. But it's like, he's so all over the place. It's like, some of this shit had to have been slipped into your ears at some point. I mean, the January 6th thing, like, how do you look at that, what happened that day, and not think anything other than, like, he could have stopped this, but
all,
he didn't.
All lies.
He is a very compulsive liar. I watch some of his rallies sometimes. If it pops up and it's live, like, if in my feed there's a live stream of his rallies, I'll sit there and I'll watch 10 minutes. And it's like, just, you can just point, like, that's been proved. He's still saying that boxer in the Olympic was a man, in the Olympics was a man.
he said he was, like, joking at a rally. Like, he made a joke at a rally, like, half joking. Like, it sounded kind of serious. He's like, I'd like to see Mike Tyson get in there with Kamala. I'd like to see that. That would be interesting.
Now, it is rooted in legitimate concerns about male to female trans athletes competing against biological women. That is an issue. Yeah. That's a legitimate concern.
That. Yeah, I get that.
But why don't you just focus on that and not why rely on the lie of this Olympian being a man when it was proven quickly that she was not a man?
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing, but, like, I agree about the trans stuff. It's silly, but just to go back to Jan 6, when he's asked about it, he'll say the people who went there, they didn't go there because of me. They went there because the election was stolen from them. That's what he said. Right.
Yeah.
And why did they think the election was stolen? Well, they thought it was stolen was because Trump lied about it being stolen, and it's known that it's lies.
If he didn't say that, they would have shown up. And if if he wanted to, he could have stopped it before people died, basically.
Yeah. And it's just lies. And he like is so like brain fried about this that, like, I heard him talk recently at a speech, and he was talking about Jan 6, and he said these are his exact words as he's talking about it. He said, Ashley Babbitt was killed. No one was killed. And then he just kept going.
Yeah, I saw that too.
It's like, excuse me? Like, you said the person was killed and then corrected to say no one, corrected it to lie. You corrected yourself to lie.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
He will literally say things in a single sentence that contradict each other all the time.
Yeah.
Like, how is that not concerning to people? Yeah.
The weave. Oh my God, the weave.
We have to come up with a cool name for this dementia you have.
Did you see the stuff where he was taking questions? He was on stage with Kristi Noem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kristi Noem, the governor.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
Who's now acting like she's trying to control a literally dementia patient. And he's like, let's hit us some music.
Yeah.
And she's like, sir, didn't you want to take some questions?
Said he wanted to answer the question. Yeah. She's like his caretaker.
Yeah, I know.
He said you were going to answer a question and then maybe play some of your favorite songs.
Yeah, I know. Oh man.
And then the dancing that they both do, it's just so uncomfortable.
The hands up jerking off the invisible books. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I just don't get it. Everything that people like about him, I just don't see it.
Yeah, he was pretty wild in, like, 2016 when he was running against Hillary. Like,
that was very entertaining. But even back then, I was like, I don't need the president to be entertaining.
Unfortunately, that's of most Americans. That's like they just vote based on. I don't know. People say like, well, people will give you different things. Like they'll say they vote based on economy and stuff like that, but they really just vote for the more charismatic candidate at the end of the day.
I know. And it's like, Kamala doesn't seem to be like this outstanding candidate to me, but it's just like, yeah, okay. You're breaking some boundaries with the first woman president. That probably is a big deal.
Yeah.
But I don't think that she is this like saint godsend of a person. I think it's just most people are just voting against Trump and not for Kamala.
No, I mean, I based on the debate, I think she's more than capable of doing the job.
Yeah.
And I think she showed in the debate that she's more capable of doing the job than he is. But I agree. She's not, she wouldn't, if she was running in a open field of Democratic candidates, I don't think she would make it to the nomination.
No.
But then again, I'm not an expert on the Democratic field, so I could be wrong about that. And maybe that's just my bias because of like misogyny. People don't like to choose a woman for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I don't know. I think she'll do fine. I don't know if I think she'll get a second term, but really it's just people just want this nightmare to end.
Yeah. Oh, that's my hope. My hope is that there's huge turnout, mainly because women want to get their reproductive rights back.
Mm-hmm.
And also because whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, his style of politics and his more extreme associations, Project 2025 and stuff like that,
yeah,
has just got to stop.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
He's too extreme in many, many ways. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you had a more moderate candidate, then the Republicans would have a way better shot at winning.
Yeah, I mean, it remains to be seen. I will never underestimate the American electorate's stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
So it remains to be seen. But yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed. Anyway,
we'll see. I don't think it's the end of the world either way, but
what I was really disappointed in, though, is I've seen a lot of the UFO community saying that Trump would be the better disclosure candidate. I'm like, you guys are nuts. You guys are crazy. You guys are insane if you think that. Because he's been going on podcasts and talking about UFOs lately and saying that he doesn't believe in them. But credible pilots have told him they've seen balls going really fast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this does feel like the time that aliens would make themselves known if they're going to.
Yeah. Like for fuck's sakes. I really hate some of the UFO rhetoric that you hear, which is that, there's like multiple races like all surrounding us. And there's like, it's so strange. It's really strange. It's really weird.
The Anunnaki.
Yeah. Planet X. Yeah. Planet Nine. That might actually be real. There's always scientific debate about whether there is such a big planet way out there. It's really hard to tell. Apparently you can't see anything optically. So you have to do everything based on like just measuring.
Well, they're saying some pretty crazy stuff with this, James Webb telescope.
Like, yeah. I think they're sitting on a huge announcement. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, because a while ago they detected, there was a hint of a gas detected on in the atmosphere of a planet they were looking at. And the gas is one that on Earth is only produced by industrial processes.
Oh, industrial processes.
Life or industrial processes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I started watching the show Chernobyl. I don't know if you've seen it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Chernobyl. Great show.
Okay, yeah, don't spoil anything because I'm only two episodes in, but
dude.
I was surprised that it started off with the explosion. I really thought was going to be the end. Like, it was going to be what led up to it. They probably still will cover that, but radiation is not fun looking.
No. Oh my God. Yeah.
And it really is scary. Yeah. Again, I've only seen the first two episodes, so don't elaborate on this, but it is very scary how quickly they went into denial about the situation and trying to cover it up instead of caring about the people of the country.
Yeah. Isn't that nuts? That's so crazy. Cause in that country, they know that, they'll get like executed if they do anything.
That one old guy who's like, seal off the city and don't let anyone out. Then he ends up getting on an evacuation bus. Anyways.
I mean, it's not uncommon though. Like that is a real thing when not like always with nuclear reactors, but like with engineers who design like a faulty bridge or something that collapses and kills somebody, they will often like flee the country.
I mean, I understand the urge for sure. That would be, I've fucked up at work and wanted to flee the country before.
Yeah. Oh yeah, every day, almost every day.
Yeah, I can think of like 10 examples of me making a huge mistake at work, and like the idea of just leaving the city definitely crosses your mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, good show so far. I just saw the part where they send the guys. Spoiler: they send the guys into the three volunteers in through the venting to try and drain the water out. The radiated water, and then like the radiation's so bad it just like destroys their flashlights, so they're just stuck in this maze of radiated water and with no light. It's just horrific.
Wow.
Yeah, they would have been dead anyways like a couple days later, but
yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, that's brutal. That's a brutal story, Chernobyl.
Yeah. Well,
you're in for a great run. How many episodes is it? 10 or something? Yeah.
I think it's only 5 episodes.
Oh, 5. Okay.
Or nice. 7 or something. It's not 10. I also started the new Rings of Power.
Oh, okay. All right.
2 episodes in there.
Another 2 episode review. Tell us how you feel.
I find episode 2 is the best point in which to put my review out.
It's a good episode. You know if you're hooked or not by episode 2, I would think.
I will say I'm much more into the story for this second season than I was for the first one. But still they're not hitting the sense of realism that Peter Jackson achieved with his first trilogy. And it's like, I can just see the CGI plain as day and it takes me out of it a little bit.
Hmm.
And which
CGI are you talking about? Because famously Peter Jackson's films avoided CGI as much as possible.
Well, I'm talking about in the Rings of Power, there's a lot of shots where I can see, where I can feel like I can tell where the practical and the practical set pieces and then the CGI starts.
Would you compare them more to The Hobbit in terms of that?
Yes, they feel a lot more like The Hobbit.
Green screen. Yeah. Too much green screen. Yep, too much
green screen. It feels a lot more like The Hobbit than the original
trilogy. Green screen. Ian McKellen had a breakdown filming The Hobbit because of the green screen. Yeah, he like stopped and he was like, I didn't become an actor to do this shit.
Yeah, well, you can tell. Like, the sense of feeling like you're really there is only evident in those first 3 movies. Everything after that, I feel like I'm watching a movie. Or, like, I feel like I'm in not like a simulated environment. That sense of it not being real is pretty potent in these. But, and also the costumes seem a little bit, like, amateurish compared to the original trilogy as well.
Really?
Anyways, not to mention the acting is not as good, story's not as good, but it is better.
Stop comparing it.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'll compare it to the first season. So far, it's better than the first season, and I'm more invested into the story.
That's good.
However, there is one moment where Sauron proclaims, he says, there's like this huge dramatic moment and he goes, the Lord of the Rings. And it's like, oh my God, I can't believe they actually did that.
They said the title.
Yeah. They said the title in such a way where I didn't think it was a good way to do it. And it was so overdone. And it was just like, I couldn't help but burst out laughing when he just said it, because it was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah. Could have just had someone said like, you will have the power or something like that.
Yeah. Whatever. He shouldn't have said, the Lord of the Rings.
Mm, But I mean, they do say that line in Peter Jackson's trilogy as well, in a key moment.
When?
A very key moment. When Gandalf is talking to Saruman on top of the tower, and he says there's only one Lord of the Rings and he does not share power.
Right. So that was a much more subtle way and natural way to say it, I feel like.
He's saying you are not the Lord of the Rings. That's what he's saying.
But is there like a big zoom out with wind swirling around and fire and his voice echoes?
He jumps off of Orthanc right after that.
Okay, but it's
not... fucking eagle. It flies
away. That's not how he delivers the line. He doesn't yell that as he's jumping. Yes,
he does. He says that and then he whips around and jumps onto the eagle because the little moth flies back that he had enchanted earlier.
Yes, but I'm saying he doesn't jump off the tower with an explosion behind him and then slow motion go, the Lord of the Rings.
No. He just jumps onto the back of a giant eagle. Yeah, just.
Have you watched any of the... You don't know what I'm talking about then in the new
season. No, I haven't seen any of it.
Okay, you need to... You'll know... Of course, you'll know when the scene comes and you'll know why I found it kind of ridiculous.
Oh, I believe you. I believe you. I read about the scene that you're talking about. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Not to mention, it's just, I don't know. The whole thing seems more akin to like a high school play in comparison. Yeah. Try not to compare them, but you know, that's just how it goes.
Well, like going back to that scene on the top of Orthanc, I mean, that scene's amazing for so many reasons. Like there's the payoff, right? There's the, what was a moth has now become a giant eagle. And then there was like Gandalf's escape at last. And
see, that's another thing is that this Gandalf in Rings of Power, his personality is nothing like the ones from the Lord of the Rings. From Gandalf, from the Ian McClellan version. It's like not even the same person. It doesn't seem like it's the same character at all.
Yeah, I don't think it is. Isn't it something else?
No, he is Gandalf.
Really? They revealed that? They revealed it?
They revealed it at the end of the first.
I'm Gandalf.
No, they're still trying to fight. They're trying to remember his name currently. But remember at the end of the first season, he summons the moth magic.
Okay.
And that was like very much this is Gandalf. It was very explicit without actually saying this is Gandalf.
Oh, okay, yeah. He has like a different name though. Gandalf is like his name for like the hobbits.
That's what the hobbits. The other one is what the elves call him.
Mithrandir.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then, I don't know if they're trying to, if they say God, if they're, cause right now they're like trying to remember his name. I wonder if they're going to go with that.
He has an even different one other than Mithrandir as well, I think, but I can't remember that one.
What does
one of the Maiar.
Yeah. I'm just going to do a quick Google here. Gandalf's real name.
Gandalf, AKA Mithrandir, AKA Gandalf Stormcrow.
Mithrandir, Ekanis, and Tharkun.
Whoa. He's got
four names.
Arkun.
Olorin.
Dr. Acula.
Dr. Acula. Olorin is the original name.
Olorin.
Before coming to Middle Earth, once he arrived, the elves were first could give him his name Mithrandir. Yeah, okay. So they're probably gonna go with then when they remember his name, it should be Olorin.
Olorin. Wow, weird. Man, everyone who doesn't know that is going to be like, see, I told you it wasn't Gandalf. And then everyone's going to be like, no, actually, Olorender is Gandalf's original name. Before he became Mithrandir, a.k.a. Gandalf. Wow.
Wow.
Cool. Very cool stuff.
Very good stuff. How are we looking in the election here? A little refresh? Looking awfully red out there. Awfully red.
Well, look red. It always does.
I know. It's the red mirage. But I don't know exactly which state, if there's any surprises yet.
I think
Pennsylvania, she's way ahead in Pennsylvania right now.
That's really good. That's good. If she wins Pennsylvania, that's a big deal.
That's only 19.4% of votes counted so far. Okay. But that's a huge lead, even so.
It could be a mirage due to early voting. That sometimes happens. Apparently, is she still up in Ohio?
No. She's down in Ohio. 52% of votes counted.
How far down is she in Ohio?
She is down 9 points almost.
How about Iowa?
Iowa, She is down 8 points, almost.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. Brutal.
But only 1% of votes counted, it says.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it depends. It depends.
I don't know if the site is accurate. It's still
what site is that called? What site is that? Russian betting
game.com? No. News Interactive, CBC.ca.
Okay, all right.
It says it's a live update. Yeah, some of these, there's like less than 5% of votes counted. So
yeah, depending on the state, you can predict it accurately with less than 1% of the vote counted.
Really? Well, some of these are
the state. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of these are saying it's like a lock for Trump, like South Dakota, 1.1% of expected votes counted. And it's already saying that's goes to Trump.
Yeah, probably. Yep.
Texas.
Yeah. What's Texas like? So what's happening?
Texas, Trump won it.
Oh, he won Texas?
54% to 44.8.
Oh my God.
One of the biggest gaps I'm seeing right now is Alabama, 68.8 to 30%.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Kentucky, Indiana, there's huge gaps. Oh, West Virginia, 70.2% to 27.8%.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
This is interesting. Why is it in Missouri? It says Trump only has 42.1% and Harris has 56.8%, but it says Trump won it.
Well, I don't know. That's weird.
Interesting. Yeah, Trump is only 42 to 56 and says he's got it locked. I don't get that.
Maybe he's up ahead in a bunch of counties.
Only 15.5% of expected votes counted. 73 to 26 in Louisiana, New Mexico, 72 to 26. Those aren't done yet, though. Who knows? Who knows? We could very well have a Trump presidency tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine.
I don't want it. Colorado.
I don't understand how so many people could vote for him.
I don't either. It really is. It's something else. Wow. According to our friend Mike Corcoran, he says Harris has to win Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. What are those looking like? Michigan, she's winning. Pennsylvania, she's winning. Wisconsin, she is losing. Crazy. Oh, she's up in Iowa now. Samwise?
Man, I'm reading a lot of doom and gloom.
Are you?
Yeah. Just for posterity's sake, it's 6:18 p.m. Pacific time.
6:18.
For whatever species uncovers this wreckage in the future.
Our last free election. Please, AI. This would be a great time for aliens or AI to step in and save us.
Yeah, but I agree. Please. Now would be a good time to interfere with the nuclear missiles.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Please. Well, I don't know. All right, now I'm preparing myself for a long 4 years.
Oh my God, I can't do it again. I can't do it again.
We don't even live there. And it's like, just, you can't get away from it.
I don't know. Well, what other news can we talk about? Conor McGregor has a sexual assault case coming up.
Yeah. You know what? I'm actually not surprised by that. Just based on his behavior over the last 10 years, probably. When was his last fight?
McGregor?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's hop in the old Google machine here.
Yeah. Do some Googling.
McGregor's last sanctioned bout, okay, because he may have been in some scraps since then, was in July 10th, 2021, when he broke his leg fighting Dustin Poirier.
Oh, that was his last fight.
Yep, that was his last fight.
I'm not even like aware of the top fighters anymore. I'm so out of the loop.
Oh, yeah, well, definitely not McGregor.
I know, not him. What about Izzy?
Izzy? He is not a champion anymore, and he won't be fighting for the belt in his next fight either. Yeah.
Who did he lose to?
Dricus Duplessis. No, the current champion, Dricus Duplessis. Yeah, you know, it was a closest fight, but Dricus won. Yeah,
interesting. Has anyone beaten Potan besides Izzy?
Besides Izzy?
Yeah.
No, not in the UFC. Nope.
Interesting. Nope.
He's fighting Magomed Ankalaev next, and it's probably going to knock him out as well.
He does seem to have otherworldly power.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. He's ridiculous. He just absolutely flatlines people. It's insane. It's just not fair. It's not fair.
I can't believe Izzy even beat him the one time he beat him.
He almost beat him in the first fight, and Pereira was saved by the bell in the first
round. Yeah, I do remember that. The thing about Izzy is he doesn't seem like he's that strong comparatively. But he's just got all these crazy tools he can pull out. I really like this guy that I think I've heard he's an asshole, but the guy with the glass eye, the crazy redheaded leprechaun.
Oh, yeah. Hell. Yeah. Shara Magomedov.
That guy seems wild. The double spinning back fist to knock out. Yeah. That was interesting. Sick, eh?
That was dope.
Pretty dope.
Yeah. He's only allowed to fight in Dubai because he has one eye.
That is so funny. Like, what does it matter if he's starching people like that?
I know, right? Good point, right? Why not?
Like,
why not?
Obviously is good. Like, it's obviously not that big of a disadvantage.
Let the man fight, right?
Let the man fight.
Yeah.
I've seen videos of one-armed guys fighting two-armed guys and winning. At that point, you have to quit. If you lose your MMA fight to someone with one arm, you have to quit.
Well, if they only have one arm, it's so much harder to submit them, right?
I mean, if you really want to skew that in that direction, they're harder to you have one less arm to block and strike with. There's no way that being harder to submit makes up for that.
I mean, you can like squeeze out of things easier.
Maybe. Yeah, okay. We'll keep it standing then.
Actually, that's not true. Your shoulders determine how far you can squeeze. Yeah.
It's not like he's going to go take you down.
Yeah. But it's true. They have won before. I've seen there was one guy who won in like a real amateur MMA bout, a one-armed guy beat a two-armed guy.
I just find it interesting when people that have, say, one limb less than they should go into things that require traditionally definitely you could be doing something that you're less disadvantaged of. Like I see people that play that are like professional drummers that have one arm, which is it's insanely impressive, but it's also like, what a weird choice. I'm assuming most of them lost their limb. The one-armed drummers lost their limb after they had already been playing drums, which that's a nightmare I have.
Oh, just losing your arms. You can't play drums anymore.
Yeah, or anyone that has anything that they've spent many, many years perfecting that requires both limbs or your hand functioning, like a guitar player or a painter or whatever. Like all that time and effort sunk into developing a skill just gone would be devastating.
Yeah. That would be brutal. That's definitely happened to people before. Athletes definitely probably happens to them a lot.
Oh yeah, athletes. I mean, you can lose a limb and be like an office worker and probably be fine. You could definitely do if you're a singer or a comedian. It definitely helps your career, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The only thing I feel bad about comedians that have a visible something about them that's visible in plain view that is different, then you have to always have to dedicate a certain amount of your time on stage discussing it, or else people won't be able to focus.
It's true. Yeah. It's a cross that you have to bear.
You have to get it out of the, either you get it out of the way quickly or you just don't mention it the whole time. Either way, people are going to be wondering about it.
You got to deal with it. You got to make some choices, as they say, some artistic decisions.
I think you address it right away so you can move on, so people can relax.
Yeah. Chill the F out. Yeah. F stands for fuck, by the way.
Right. Yeah. How was open mic night on Halloween? That hasn't happened in many years.
It was fun. It was great.
Lots of people dress up?
A lot of people did. A disappointing commitment to the bits that they were dressed up as, I would say. I was very disappointed.
Well, that takes too much planning and, commitment.
Yeah. But it was fun. I went as a used toilet paper salesman, so that was cool. Basically, the whole shtick is that I have the finest quality toilet paper you could possibly ever have. And before selling it, I personally use each roll. And before using it, I eat the finest foods that you could possibly eat. And then artistically assemble the product. It's like different layers and,
patterns. Did you do your whole set in character?
Yeah, I did 5 minutes. I bought a suit at Kelowna Costume, like a cheap looking suit with a bowler hat.
Did you do your whole, was your whole set about this character?
Yeah, the whole set was like my sales pitch of some different roles that I had for sale.
See, that is what people should do on Halloween. Just, man, lots of comedians are very lazy when it comes to writing one-off material.
Yeah, one-off material can be great. It can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we used to do the debates. I don't know if you ever did a debate at Dakota's where you would debate
two subjects that
weren't even related at all.
Yeah, it was so stupid. I hated it.
Like Sonic versus snow cones or something. It's like, and then you have to tie those two things together somehow.
Yeah, I hated doing that.
I like doing it. But then you spend all that time writing those jokes and it's like, if it's just a bad crowd or you just fuck them up, then that's a lot of time sunk that you don't really get to reap the benefits from.
Yeah. It's brutal. When the crowd is not willing to like play along a little bit, like it's so sad.
Yeah.
Like Dave was wearing an alien mask and people just were not having it. They had to take it off.
What was it? What was the turnout right? Like audience wise?
It was decent. It was decent. Really? And there were even people in the audience in costumes.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. So sometimes the open mic audience is like, there's people there, but they do not want to laugh at anything. It's really
weird. I know. Well, I went for a walk around my neighborhood.
Okay.
With my child. It was the first time he left the house for leisure.
Wow.
And it was, my neighborhood was bumping. There was like people went all out. There was smoke machines, light shows. Everybody was sitting out in their driveways, like having drinks and passing out candy. There was lots and lots of kids running around. Felt a little, they got a little nostalgia there. I haven't been in the trick or treating world for many years now. So it was interesting to see it's still alive and well.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Halloween. Halloween's a very popular holiday. I think it's only
celebrated in where? What countries celebrate Halloween? You guess. I'm going to Google it.
United States, Canada. I think that's it.
Really?
Yeah. I think other countries might have copied it, but
okay, or Mexico, England? Italy,
England, France. Okay, never mind, I'm wrong.
Date form. Wait, what am I? Okay, countries celebrate Halloween. Is this? I don't know.
How about where was Halloween invented?
It has to be
All Hallows Eve. It's got to be
okay. England. I see a map here where it is. It goes how popular it is in which countries, and it is definitely the most popular in Canada, the U.S., and England.
Okay.
Then secondary are slightly less popular. We have Mexico, some South American countries. I don't know. They're not labeled, but one's Brazil. And then even Russia has minimal participation. I thought Australia would participate for some reason.
I can't do it.
That was terrible. Europe has tepid participation, but a surprise one.
Oh, dude.
China.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Although I saw a video of
where you can grow pumpkins. That's the key.
I saw some video of Chinese youths being arrested for wearing costumes this year.
Oh, sad. That's sad. It was fun in Taiwan. We did Halloween in Taiwan.
Oh, really? You did?
Yep.
I remember not doing it in Germany when I was a kid there and being very upset about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah. No one in Africa.
No, they have Halloween every day there.
Yeah. Interesting. I was surprised that China does. Brief history of Halloween. Yeah, Halloween is one of the world's oldest holidays.
Wow.
Supernatural. The origin of Halloween is slightly mysterious. Most scholars believe that the roots of Halloween extend back to a 2,000-year-old Celtic celebration known as Samhain, or Samhain, it's pronounced.
Samhain.
People living in what now is Ireland believe that the Celts believe that the barrier between the physical world and the spiritual world was easily breached during this time, enabling the dead to return to Earth. Because in Mexico, they have the Day of the Dead, right? Which is not the same thing.
No, not even close.
And it looks way better, honestly. You ever see some parades down there? Nah. You ever see some parades of the Day of the Dead in Mexico?
I mean, hey, they both are great. They both are great. I don't want
to. They go way more balls to the walls than we do for Halloween, even.
Well, I don't know about that. I've seen some pretty fucked up Halloween stuff.
Hey, man, I'm just telling you to do some Googling. Look at
bodies hanging from trees. I don't do that on the Day of the Dead.
I bet you they do.
I bet
they invented pinatas.
Pinatas are totally unrelated to Halloween or Day of the Dead. Pinatas are for your birthday. It's just beating a donkey with a stick.
Remember Pin the Tail on the Donkey?
Yes.
That was used to be played with live donkeys.
What?
Yeah.
Didn't you get kicked in the face? Is that the point?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
A lot of kids died. It was hilarious.
Thank God they invented Xboxes because, man, kids are getting kicked in the face by donkeys. That's
far too dangerous out there.
That's insane. Pin the tail on the actual donkey and try blindfolded and try not to get permanent brain damage.
No, I don't think that they are. It was never played on real donkeys. I was just bullshitting. Yeah, I was yanking
what?
Your tail. I was yanking your tail. Yeah.
No fucking way. Oh my God, I fell for it. Head over heels.
I really didn't even have to sell it. You just believed it immediately.
I'm pretty gullible. Yeah, Matt Baker has told me some absolute falsities.
Oh, he'll do that for you. Yeah. He'll see how long he can get you to go along with something.
Yep. Oh yeah, I go along for it for a while and then I'm like, what the how? No.
All right. Well, so far looking like we are not gonna have a it's hard to say right now, but looking like it's 62 seats to 162 right now. So
what seats?
62, sorry, electoral college votes for Kamala Harris. Trump has more than double that right now. So
okay, when do the polls close? They don't even close for another half hour.
Let's see. Pennsylvania still solidly
winning the popular vote. That's insane.
But you haven't gotten any of the West Coast states counted yet, so
if he wins the popular vote, I don't know what I'm going to
do. Well, at that point, I'm just throwing my hands up and saying, okay, you guys want this? This is what you get what you asked for, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a weird 4 years if he wins. If he wins a landslide and they get the Senate and they get the House and everything, like it's going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, if that's what the American people want, then they should get what they want. I just have a hard time believing he's going to be able to deliver on anything he promises. And if that things he promises are actually end up being good.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I imagine that it'll be really fucked up.
Yeah. Very divided.
But ultimately you can't do whatever you want, but if he gets like the Senate and the House, it could be seriously fucked up.
Well, I'm glad we don't live down there.
Yeah.
That I can wake up every morning knowing that I don't live down there. But yeah, I mean, he's made a lot of claims that I can't imagine actually being able to follow through on, but we'll see.
She's still up in Iowa. That's crazy. As of 6:35 p.m. Pacific time, she's up in Iowa.
Yeah, and Pennsylvania, and Michigan, and Illinois.
In Illinois, but she's losing Wisconsin. She's losing Minnesota.
She's winning Wisconsin, and I'm seeing she's winning Wisconsin.
No, I'm on CNN.
Well, I'm on CBC.
Well, CNN clearly is it's better.
Shit. Okay. Well, at least she's got Illinois and Iowa and Pennsylvania. Those are important, right? Wisconsin. She says 50.6% over 47.9% on my little thing here.
Oh, she got
Colorado is now Harris.
Oh, that was red North initially. Carolina. Fuck. Oh my god.
I don't know. It's hard.
Oh, Minnesota's too early. Too early. 0% of the vote in Minnesota. It's too early.
Kansas, she's up on mine.
Really? Not up on mine. Oh, not really. Kansas is tight. Kansas is very tight.
Colorado was red before, and now it's blue.
Now it's solidly blue, yeah.
Where are you? Okay, what website are you doing? Can you link me
to CNN.com?
All right, I'm going to switch over. I feel like you're getting better info.
National results. President. All right,
where do I go to see? Oh, this map looks like shit compared to the one I was on. Okay. Interesting.
Pennsylvania, she's up. That's big.
Wisconsin, she was up on the other map. So,
oh, she's behind in New Mexico, big time. Brutal.
Brutal. Polls close in 23 minutes. Next polls close, I guess.
Yeah. And like California, the polls are like, yeah. Oh, man.
That's interesting because it said that she was winning Wisconsin in the other one. Oh, well.
I mean, Wisconsin, there's 13% of the vote is in. So they could be going, they could be projecting different ways at this point. But I generally will take CNN.
I'm surprised there's this blue strip through the middle of the country.
Well, the Iowa there, that's really surprising. If she's winning by a big margin, if she wins Iowa, that's nuts. Like, that's crazy.
She seems to be crushing it in Pennsylvania, too.
Yeah.
Now, are there any surprises that going the other way? Any traditionally blue states that are flipping red?
Oh, Wisconsin just flipped blue. For Harris.
Ah, so my
that's
other
huge.
One was
that's the, huge.
The one that I was on was huge. Was more up to date, it seems like, there, Samuel.
Or maybe CNN are just more careful.
Whatever.
That. Okay, I'll give it. Okay, whatever. See, okay, yeah. Canadian Pride, CBC, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, holy shit. All right, so she's getting. Okay, well, Georgia going to Trump is bad for Kamala, and Trump, like, apparently tripled his win in Florida, which is bad.
Yeah, I'm not surprised there. These strongholds are getting more and more radicalized every year.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's Georgia? Georgia. I mean, I thought this. I'm not surprised by any of these southern
states.
Biden
won Georgia in 2020.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Was that surprising, though?
It was, yeah. Yeah. But okay, Wisconsin and Michigan and Iowa going for Kamala, that would be the night. That would almost be
the all of them.
If she gets Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa, Pennsylvania, call it a night.
Oh, baby. And then I feel like I'm on night shift today as far as watching
Tim Walz. Oh, man. If Tim Walz brings in Midwestern white people for Kamala, that would be nuts.
And we haven't gotten to the West Coast yet.
And Minnesota only less than 0%, but Donald Trump solidly ahead. But that could be insane if she gets, if the Iowa holds, Wisconsin holds, and Michigan holds, that's huge.
Oh boy.
That's huge.
Wow. Right now, what did he say? Okay, 81 to 154. Exciting stuff. A lot at stake here. This podcast has gotten a lot more boring since we've been staring at this map. I think
this is for history.
I think
purposes.
We were podcasting in 2016, weren't we?
Probably. Yeah, probably.
For the first win? No, we weren't. No, we weren't. No, for, the second, first, the second for the second one, 2020, yeah, 2020. I remember we were definitely podcasting then.
Yeah.
Oh, probably the longest running podcast in our city's history, hey?
Oh, yeah. We're the only ones still going. So
just
many
maintaining those 10 listeners over the years.
Oh, wow. Cornel West is running as different parties in various states. Like, for example, in Colorado, he's running as the Unity Party. And in Nebraska, he's running as Legal Marijuana Now.
That's the name of his party?
Yeah. But Kamala promised to legalize weed federally.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That would be huge.
I feel like that promise will just be like kind of forgotten about if she gets elected.
No, that's a promise. Would that means that people that are incarcerated federally for weed related charges are going to be let go?
I don't know. Good question. I don't think so, but it's possible. Depends. Probably depends on various factors.
Now, if there's a decisive Harris win tonight,
yeah,
what do you think tomorrow looks like for America as far as the reaction to it?
I don't know.
I expect there to be minimum some deaths related to this election.
Possible. I kind of think not yet. I think people will wait to take their cue from Donald.
Right.
The Trumpers will wait to see what the leader recommends they do.
Jan 6 2.0.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's out of energy, but I kind of think he'll probably just go berserk. And
I don't think he's out of energy. That guy has like an insane amount of battery for guns.
Yeah, he does.
I don't get it. I wonder what kind of meds he's on. Because he's definitely not eating healthy. He doesn't drink water. He only drinks Coke. I think he's just fueled by his ego. His ego is so massive. It's like a nuclear reactor. He can just keep going based on that.
Yeah, it's nuts because his diet is famously terrible and he doesn't exercise precisely because he says you only have a limited amount of energy. And if you exercise, you run out.
Just flies in the face of literally every piece of science we have. But you can't deny his results.
No, but is he like, I feel like he's at a certain speed, but if you like look at him, he's clearly not well, like he's clearly not in control.
No.
And if him he was president, can you, yeah. Like on the good. Stage with like Kristi Noem, a literal governor is acting like she can't control this guy.
I feel like the people around him, like JD Vance and Ramaswamy and all those people, they are really, they are actually more in control than Trump is.
Yeah. They're circling. Cause he's so easy to manipulate.
Yeah. Well, you just stroke his ego to get him to do what you want. He'll do it.
So they're all like cooing over him.
Elon Musk. Just make him think it was his idea. It's like,
Mr. President, wouldn't it be a great idea for you to have the idea that...
I think he is by far the dumbest person in his camp. I think the people that are surrounding him are much more intelligent than him.
Yeah. He seems to, if he's good at one thing, it seems to be he's good at like pitting people against each other.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of his strategy is just repetition. He just does the whole thing where if you say something enough times, people begin to believe it. I think he is using that fact to his benefit terrifically, to put it like, he's using that strategy better than anyone I've ever seen.
Oh, just saying the same.
Just no matter how provably false something is, he just repeats it over and over again, and you will get a large percentage of people believing it.
Yeah, we won that election. We won it. We won that election. Yeah.
Blah, 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 no blah, proof blah. At all.
Yeah.
I wonder what Elon will, because Elon said, I think he was joking, that he would have to leave the country if Trump lost. I don't think that's true. I think people like to speak in hyperbole when it comes to elections for the most part.
Oh man. He's so crazy, that guy. You know what he did with this voting lottery thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know the fact that they argued in court that it was not actually a lottery? Did you know that?
Yeah. I saw that today. It was predetermined.
Yeah. So he not only was it like highly unethical, but he was also literally scamming everybody who signed up for it.
But people won't care. That's the crazy thing, is people will not care.
It's so nuts. They'll keep riding that elongated dick.
Yeah. Elongated.
That's what he would say about himself. Elongated.
Yeah.
I think that was a tweet.
I like Dork MAGA. That's my
Dork MAGA. Yeah. He was a Barack Obama supporter. He used to be.
Yeah. Then, well, he used to be the hero of the internet back in the day when Elon Musk was first bursting on the scene. Reddit was like on his nuts, and now he is
he has
hated on Reddit.
Yeah, he seemed to have like two causes, and that was SpaceX, or like sorry, Tesla and SpaceX. Mm-hmm. So like going to Mars and electric cars.
And then he got on Twitter and it rotted his brain thoroughly.
Yeah, like he still is Tesla. He still is SpaceX, but he doesn't seem to care about either of what those companies are all about, really. Like, it doesn't seem to occupy his mind at all. He seems to be so much more concerned about culture war stuff.
Yeah, it sucks because the SpaceX shit is dope. The Tesla stuff
SpaceX
is pretty
is fantastic.
Cool. The robots, the robots that live in your house is terrifying. Did you see that demo they did where they tried to play it off like the AI was talking to you, but it was clearly people listening in and talking?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were they actual robots or were they people?
Robots were real, but they were claiming that you were conversing with an AI when it was so obvious that there was someone on a mic somewhere that was making all the responses because it was so quick and so human-like, far beyond anything I've ever seen.
Wow. Maybe it'll be like a, maybe that'll be a job, like being the voice actor for a robot in someone's house.
I don't want a humanoid entity running around my house.
No, it's so creepy. It's so
I
creepy.
Would much rather have like a kind of a Roomba type situation, you know, something like an R2-D2 would be way more comforting than a freaking silhouette as a human wandering around my house.
Yeah, I don't want to see something standing and looking at me in the corner.
You're telling me there's no way you could design this robot to be helpful but also not look like a human?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's our podcast for this evening. Hopefully by the time we talk to you guys next time, the world is still intact. I will say, whoever wins this election, I really hope that you do what's best for the American people.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Indubitably.
All right. We will talk to you next time.
All right.
Bye.
Peace.
The Philosopher's Stone.